It's 9:20, and as we continue to navigate these unprecedented times, KCBS is trying to get the answers to your questions about the coronavirus pandemic. Each weekday morning, we're doing an Ask an Expert segment, each day focusing on a different aspect of the situation. Ask an Expert, sponsored by the San Francisco Police Department. Now, starting this morning, in about 40 minutes, gig workers and self-employed people will be able, for the first time, to apply for unemployment benefits here in California. To dive into some of the many questions you've sent in, and we've gotten lots of them this morning, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by George Warner, fellow with the Wage Protection Program at Legal Aid at Work. George, thanks for taking the time again. We enjoyed our visit the last time and got lots of great answers from you. So before we get going, this new wrinkle, this program called Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, can you briefly sketch out who it covers?
Yeah, so Pandemic Unemployment Assistance is for people who are self-employed and other workers who are ineligible for traditional unemployment insurance benefits starting in mid-February retroactively and through for up to 39 weeks.
And so this would include people like gig workers who were never considered employees under California law.
Yeah, it's a little complicated with gig workers. Some gig workers may be eligible for traditional unemployment insurance benefits, because even if they were classified as an independent contractor, they may have been considered an employee under California law. So what matters is what California law thinks, whether California thinks you're an employee, not whether your employer thinks you're an employee.
Okay.
But people who, the way that it seems that the way California is handling the situation is that if they don't have records of your employment and you don't contest your classification, As a independent contractor, you should be able to access pandemic unemployment assistance,
okay,
at least temporarily.
And does this include what we've all been hearing about, this $600 a week specific to COVID-19 unemployment payment that's part of the federal package?
So, yes, starting the week of March 29th. So pandemic unemployment assistance starts before March 29th, but the $600 a week starts the week beginning March 29th, ending April 4th.
Okay. Well, let's get to the questions in, bang out as many of these as we can this morning. And George, as before, if it's something that you don't have the answer to, it's okay to say you don't. We'll move on and find, you know, a different expert for a different topic. So here we go. Ready? Okay. I'm an Uber driver. I'm curious what the foundation or calculation is for determining what I will receive in unemployment benefits from EDD. How will it be calculated?
Sure. So that's one of those topics that depends on if you apply for traditional unemployment insurance and you ask if that EDD assess whether or not you should have been an employee. And EDD determines that you're an employee, and the EDD has done that in the past, it will look at your gross wages. If you apply for pandemic unemployment assistance, they will be looking at your net earnings. So it depends on which route you go, and it's one of the reasons why it makes sense to go for unemployment insurance if you're a driver. That said, there are some benefits to doing PUA, including that you can get your money a lot faster.
Let me ask you, George, do you have to make a choice either or? Do you apply for both? Is this obvious on the, well, we don't really know what it looks like yet on the EDD website because it doesn't go live, this PUA program, until 10.
Yes. Yeah. So my understanding, it's too complicated and we haven't gotten great guidance from the state. But my understanding is that if you've already applied for traditional unemployment insurance and have asked for ED to look into whether you're misclassified, you will not be able to apply for pandemic unemployment assistance right now. Some gig workers who have not yet applied for unemployment insurance may be able to go on the site now and access pandemic unemployment assistance. And the only way for them to do that would be to not list Uber or Lyft as their employer.
Okay. Next question. I was laid off March 15th due to COVID-19. I filed for unemployment for the first 2 weeks I was off. Here are the results. Week one, denied due to waiting period. I thought the waiting period was waived due to COVID-19. Week two, only paid $450. Why wasn't I entitled to the additional $600?
So for the first week, that person should not have gotten a waiting period, and I'd suggest they send a letter to the either use the contact us function on UI Online or send a written letter to the EDD to the address on the upper left-hand corner of their notice of award. For the second week, they're only eligible for the $450 because that week was before the first week that the additional $600 came into effect. So it's the week three they should start getting the additional $600.
Okay. Next question. I had two jobs, one full-time, one part-time. I was laid off from the part-time job, but I do still have the full-time job. So I tried many times to apply through online for partial unemployment benefits, got stuck on the page that I must fill out both hiring date and last date I worked on both employers. Fact is, I still have a full-time job. Because of that, I cannot skip full-time employer on this part. But if I fill out this part for both, hire date and last date of work, I will be deemed a liar. And if I do, I'll be in trouble for sure. If I leave one employer unfilled on application, it won't let me proceed. Due to this, I'm stuck. Can't submit my application. Please help.
Yeah, so unfortunately, if you still have full-time work, then you're not eligible for unemployment insurance. You have to be underemployed, and part of being underemployed is that you do not have full-time work. So just losing wages is not enough to be eligible for unemployment insurance. You also have to be no longer be working full-time.
Okay. I was laid off last year, opted into COBRA dental and vision insurance, but now with the statewide lockdown orders, I can't use either of those. It's my understanding that once payments lapse, that's it. No recourse to start again. This means I have to pay for months I can't use, which seems unfair. Is the state considering any allowances for this, such as allowing us to skip payments on unusable months of COBRA coverage and extending the 18-month limit?
So I'm not, I can't answer, but I will just add that person may want to look into Covered California to see if exchange plan would be better for them or if they are now eligible for Medi-Cal. But I don't know anything about COBRA.
And I may ask you another one you don't know, but didn't Covered California extend its enrollment window specifically during this period? Okay. Next question. It says I have been paid unemployment, but I have no idea where it is. How do I track it down?
I would call the Bank of America. If you Google Bank of America EDD, you should be able to find the phone call for Bank of America. That sounds like a Bank of America question, not a EDD question. And I think that people have had better luck getting in touch with Bank of America if they call during off hours.
And B of A has been handling the payments. That's the reason for that.
Yeah. So Bank of America, most people get paid with the Bank of America debit card unless they affirmatively opt into getting checks, and it's usually faster to get the debit card. And once you get the debit card, you can use that debit card to transition to direct deposit if you prefer to use your own bank account.
Okay. I'm continuing to work full-time for a commission-based job. I'm now only bringing in a third of what I was making before due to lower sales. Would I qualify for unemployment to make up for the wages lost?
You probably not, because you're still working full-time, although with the caveat that even if you're working for a commission, you're still entitled to all of the rights that any employees have in California, including a minimum wage. So if you're now getting paid, if you're now not earning because no one's buying whatever you're selling, there may be a labor code violation there, which it would give you good reason to quit your job, in addition to, also demanding higher pay.
Okay. Well, those of us who exhausted unemployment insurance benefits on March 28th of this year or earlier soon be eligible for pandemic unemployment assistance in California?
It depends. So if you had exhausted your benefits but then picked up work or were soon to start work but that lost that job because of COVID-19, or had another, or were able to certify that you're unable to work for another COVID-19 related reason, then you may be able to pick up PUA for the period between when PUA started in February and when the unemployment extended, the 13 additional weeks of, of unemployment insurance will start on March, I think it's March 29th, 2020. But if you just were out of work, continued to be out of work after you exhausted your benefits through March 29th, then you will not be able to get benefits until March 29th.
Okay. Are all employees entitled to 10 days paid sick leave, whether they have coronavirus or not?
So the new sick leave law, the Family First Coronavirus Response Act, those 80 hours of sick leave are specifically for COVID-related reasons, but in California, all workers have at least 3 days of additional paid sick leave stat. Sick leave to access, and in all, most major cities, San Francisco, Oakland, Emeryville, Berkeley, I think San Jose, although I'm not positive about San Jose, you'll have significantly more paid sick leave available to you that can be used for any reason. Okay. And by the way, the 10 sick days for coronavirus are only if you're working for an employer with under 500 employees.
Right. Okay. I just received my first EDD benefit payment, and now new funds are supposed to be loaded today, but they said their systems were uploaded to include self-employed, which I'm not, and that I now have too much income in 2 weeks from a second job. Why would the system do that when I reported the same hours worked at the second part-time job as I did when approved? The update did something very wrong. What do you think happened?
Yeah, I saw. I don't know how to answer this one. If you were eligible the first time and you then attested to the same amount of work for the second 2 weeks, then you should be eligible either way. And at this point, can I just make a plug at this point that you don't have to certify right now if you're on unemployment insurance benefits, but you do unless you're still working part time, and those workers still do need to certify for benefits every 2 weeks, and there's a special method to do that through Ask EDD online right now, which is a little bit complicated.
And if you say it, then I'm going to assume it really is complicated.
I mean, the system is unnecessarily complicated right now. I'm happy to give answers, but I also want to let people know that I completely understand the frustration they're experiencing with the system right now.
Okay, fair enough. That's a pro speaking there. I work for a non-essential home improvement construction company. We're still not allowed to work. My current claim balance runs out in 2 weeks, and I still have no work. Do I open a new claim or ask for an extension?
I can't give a definitive answer to that question right now, but that person should be eligible for at least 13 additional weeks of unemployment insurance benefits under the CARES Act. The problem is that EDD has still not implemented that change in the law yet onto their system. They're dealing with a very old tech system that takes a very long time to implement any of these federal changes. But that person should be eligible for 13 additional weeks of unemployment insurance.
Okay. Kind of talked about this one already, but there's another question. I'm a Lyft driver who already filed for regular unemployment coverage last month, was disqualified from receiving it. Do I have to file another new or different claim for this new plan, talking about, I think, the pandemic unemployment assistance for independent contractors, self-employed, and so on?
My understanding is if that person has already been denied and didn't ask EDD to look in to whether or not they're misclassified, that person should now be able to apply for PUA today through UI Online.
Okay, and that begins at 10 o'clock this morning. We remind our listeners that, according to the state. Next, as a 1099 contractor, I was paid over $16,000 in 2019, about $5,000 so far this year. My work has suddenly stopped due to COVID-19. Am I eligible for unemployment insurance benefits if my total income from pensions and investments exceeded $100,000 in 2019?
Yes. The person's likely eligible for pandemic unemployment assistance, not unemployment insurance.
Not standard. Okay. Right. Can you get unemployment benefits if you are also receiving Social Security benefits for a person who's 65 plus and was working full-time before the shelter-in-place orders came down?
Yes.
Okay. My daughter did seasonal work at the ballparks. Do I qualify for any of these programs, or does she qualify for any of these programs, since there haven't been any baseball games yet?
Yeah, so that person might, if they have pre-existing wages, they may be able to qualify. If they have wage history, they probably will have to apply for unemployment insurance first. They likely won't apply for unemployment. They likely will not qualify for unemployment insurance, but they should qualify for pandemic unemployment assistance because they had a job that they were expecting to start that has not started because of COVID-19. But they should apply for unemployment. They should apply through the UI online system and report their prior earnings, and they will likely have to first be screened for unemployment insurance because they have prior employment wages from the last 18 months.
And I guess parenthetically, a question here. So this is anticipated work. This person, I assume, hasn't been formally furloughed or laid off. The job just never appeared the way it always has. How do you deal with that?
I think it's a self-certification process, and if you can honestly self-certify that you no longer have a job that you were going to have because of coronavirus, I think that's sufficient. Although I will be honest, this is the first day of this new program, and I don't think the state has thought through all of the various, or the federal government has thought through all the various kind of permutations and how the difficulties like that. Someone who was expecting a job to start but may not have received a letter saying you're going to start on May 15th, and then because it's just, every year they just picked up that job again.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like we may need to have you back next week when some of this sorts itself out. George, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you, Los Angeles Times with a lengthy piece this morning talking about sort of a quirk in the law so that if workers are told your hours have been cut, they would get the full $600 added federal coronavirus stimulus unemployment payment. How would that work? In other words, might there be a wrinkle here where employers and employees might agree, well, I'll work fewer hours, take less pay, and that would enable me to receive this $600 payment?
Yeah, so the state has this program called a work-sharing program, and it basically allows the normal unemployment insurance rules to not apply. Instead, you get benefits based on the percent of hours that you've lost rather than your past earnings history. And the work sharing program is definitely a great program for both employees and employers right now. Especially employers who may have gotten a Paycheck Protection Program loan and want to start paying their employees again. But have employees who may actually be financially better off by staying on unemployment insurance. That entering into a work sharing agreement with the state would allow the small business to use the Paycheck Protection Program funds, allow workers to still remain eligible for unemployment insurance benefits and get the extra $600, and allow people to continue to work a significant percentage of their hours. So it's kind of a That is the win-win quirk under the law.
Okay, so what does it take to enter into this work-sharing agreement?
The employer should go to the EDD's website, and there's a whole page on work-sharing agreements, and they essentially enter into a contract with the Employment Development Department. I'm sure there is some paperwork involved, but it's also, I think, if the person got through especially if an employer got through the Paycheck Protection Program process, they should be able to get through the work sharing agreement process fairly easily by comparison.
Okay, yeah, based on everything we've heard. Well, George, thank you. I think that gets us out of time. I appreciate your time. And as I said, it sounds like this topic is one of the hotter ones now with, what, 3 million plus people having filed for benefits just in the last few weeks and another couple million maybe in this next category under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. I'm sure we're going to be getting more questions. So we'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds great. And if anyone has more questions, they should check the EDD's website for their FAQs on pandemic unemployment assistance.
Okay, great. George Warner with the Wage Protection Program at Legal Aid at Work. He's a fellow there. So that wraps this episode of Ask an Expert.